You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got you a bar of Coast Soap.
Hey, right there it is, ready to rock. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple people send in pictures of their bars of soap in their shower this morning. So I guess that's becoming a thing. Post your soap.
I'm huffing this right now.
Yeah.
If you guys made in Canada, you hoser.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to test out your our text line, 303-691-1649, send us a picture of your soap this morning. I'm into that.
Chris is listening. She's listening over in England. She's on a little jolly old trip to across the pond, and she sent us some photos, including one she just sent in of fish and chips, which I needed to see.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Thank
awesome.
You for taking us with you to jolly old England, Chris. We appreciate that. What is trending? What is going on? The only way that I'm going to mention basketball again is by saying that the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who have only been in existence for 6 years, wrapped up the Stanley Cup last night by demolishing the Florida Panthers 9-3, winning the cup in 5 games. You're saying, so what does this have to do with basketball? That's hockey. Here's what it has to do with it. I want to point out that the state of Florida has now lost 2 championship series in 2 days.
Oh, right. Yeah.
After the Nuggets beat Miami on Monday, then on Tuesday, the Golden Knights beat the Florida Panthers. So the state of Florida is out twice.
Brutal.
In 2 days.
Harsh. Bummer.
And that's all we have to say. The parade's tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. There's this. I'm not a germaphobe like Jeremy. I was just writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club members who will get their mailer today. And there's a little story in there about these restaurants and what they're doing. I'm not as weirded out by stuff as you are, Jer.
Yeah.
But I am very leery of restaurant menus.
Well, if you think about how many thousands of people touch those things, yeah.
They're gross.
They're gross.
They're gross. Let's just say it. They're gross. And so I was one of those people who was a fan during the pandemic when they started doing QR codes. You go to a restaurant,
yeah.
You just get the QR
scan
code.
Scan away.
Boom.
Show your mom how to do it.
And mm-hmm. Teach your mother.
Yep.
And stupid me, I thought as soon as they did this, I was like, oh, nobody's ever going to want to use a menu again because this is far superior. You've got it just right there on your phone.
Yeah.
No, a survey was just done. Almost 3 out of every 4 people still prefer a paper menu.
Jer slowly raises his hand. I want the menu. I hate the QR code.
How come?
I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. There's a multitude of things.
But you can't put your finger on it. That's the point. You put your finger right on it and scroll around.
Solid comeback.
What are
it's
you,
something
old
about
school?
Going to a restaurant, it feels like an experience to me. I want the menu in front of me. I want to feel kind of fancy. I don't want to sit on my phone yet again and start scrolling.
It's just
I want to look at a menu. Now, I'm fine with it if I go to like a brewery or something like that. I'm just scanning the beer menu. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to, you know, an Applebee's or something, I want a menu, man.
You want that nasty old germ-filled menu.
I do. I really do. There's something about it.
Well, I'm a QR code guy, and there's not many of us. Apparently, according to this survey, only 10% of us prefer the QR codes.
You know what the other thing is, Dom, is a lot of these restaurants don't know how to do it, and you scan it, and it goes to like a little PDF menu that they have, and it is microscopic. It's the tiniest little thing, and you've got to like zoom in to take a look at it.
You know what?
They don't do it right.
I hear your point. That's valid. I will say, who are we all kidding? When we go to restaurants, we all order the same thing anyway, so we don't even need a menu.
There is that.
I mean, am I right?
I know
I'm
getting lasagna at Maggiano's.
See? You don't need a stinking menu for that. So what's this deal with Avatar? Disney has announced that Avatar 3 is being pushed back a year. Oh, weeping and moaning coming from my house.
Did you see 2?
Sarcasm. No.
Yeah, I didn't either. Zero interest in this.
I have no interest in it. So anyway, they're pushing back Avatar 3 from December of next year, 24, to December of 25. Then Avatar 4, Jeremy, will show up 4 years later in 2029. And part 5 is scheduled for December of 2031.
Mark your calendars.
We'll all be dead in 2031.
Well, speak for yourself. But
I mean, the world's coming to an end. Civilization, as we know it, is not going to be here.
The way things are going, the way things are going.
They did announce, though, that Deadpool 3 is actually going to be released sooner than expected.
I was reading about that. They wrapped up production like pretty quick on that.
They moved it from November of 2024 to May of 2024.
Must be really bad.
You're right. They're just like, let's get it out of the way.
Let's get it out. We got it done early.
So what is that? May, June. So that's 11 months from now. We'll get Deadpool 3. Oh, and Disney also added they're going to put out two more Star Wars movies in 2026.
Franchise fatigue.
Amen.
I can't watch any of the Star Wars stuff on Disney Plus right now. It's crap.
Too much. Our buddy Jonathan, who's the big Star Wars fan, he's excited right now, but he's about the only one.
He's the only one. The Star Wars stuff coming out is so bad.
There was a series called the Beatles Anthology series that they put out in the 1990s, where at the time the three surviving Beatles got together and they remade some old songs based on old John Lennon demo tapes. Now, since then, George Harrison has passed away, so now you're down to Paul and Ringo. They apparently got their hands on another one of John Lennon's demos that he wrote and recorded just on his piano back in 1978, and they have been working on it. And they say it will be coming soon. In the meantime, some other people have grabbed it and done some AI work with it and released their own version. But that's not the real Beatles version. So if you're a Beatles fan, they say this will be the last Beatles song. It's called Now and Then. It's actually kind of a love song from John DePaul, which is interesting.
Oh.
You know, they had their troubles in the 1970s, but in 1978, John wrote a song for Paul called Now and Then, and that will be a new Beatles song. They don't say when it's coming out, but probably soon.
Okay.
So if you want new Beatles, it's coming. Google them, kids. Google them. Which is not true. I mean, even kids love the Beatles. I mean, who?
Probably. They were doing a big Beatles thing at my son's school in the music program.
See?
So he'd come home every day and say, Alexa, play, you know, Paperback Writer or whatever. And, yeah, mm-hmm. we were listening to a lot of Beatles at one point.
Yeah, it's timeless and multi-generational.
It really is, man. It really is.
What else is trending?
Well, the Wheel of Fortune saga continues. Vanna White tweeted out yesterday a message to Patty Pat. I guess she couldn't just tell him. She had to tweet it out. She said, when we started Wheel of Fortune, who could imagine we'd still be at it 41 seasons later? Couldn't be happier to have shared the stage with you all these years. One more to come. Cheers to you. And then she went, aw, crap. Now what do I do? Yeah. So anyway, now they're like starting to name a bunch of replacements. And the biggest name out there right now, freaking Ryan Seacrest, who does everything on the planet.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it, yes. I don't think that's a good idea. I think they probably should go with somebody that's a little younger if they want another, you know, host to be in there for 30-some years. How old is Seacrest now? He's got to be in his 50s, right?
Pushing, I think 50s, that's right.
Something like that?
I just was looking up Vanna White's salary.
Oh, right.
To see if she's going to be able to squeeze by if she has to leave.
What's she gonna
She's
do?
Been busy pulling down $10 million per year.
Man. Yeah. She's $34,000 like, I think I'll stick with it just a little longer.
Per episode.
Oh, really? Wow. Damn.
Ryan Seacrest, you say.
Age.
Is he 50 yet? He is 48.
48. Well.
But he's been around since he was like 20 or something.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. I don't know. It's too much Seacrest. Get me somebody else. Get The Rock in there to host it or something.
Oh, I'd be all right with that. I don't even watch the show anymore, so I don't really
care.
Don't
they do that customary first spin? Pat gives it the first spin. I want The Rock to do that, and then everybody just stands there for 30 minutes and watches
the thing
spin.
Would lift off like a helicopter.
The Rock in there.
$10 million a year for Vanna White.
Just to touch those little screens.
What a country.
What a gig, man. What a gig. What else is going on this planet? New poll out this morning talking about dad being the most challenging person to shop for. Reminder, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. New list out of things that dad supposedly really wants. Nothing super groundbreaking here, nothing really enlightening, but a meal out is on the list. Wine, a well thought out day, books, craft beer. Tickets to a game, yada yada. Some technologies on the list. I honestly have no idea what to get my dad this year. It's like you get to a point where, you know, they have everything. So I'm thinking maybe a little day out of hitting golf balls and maybe an Indiana Jones movie. It's kind of
what's on my list. The book that I told you to get for your dad? I thought I told you to
Oh, you did. Yeah, yes. Resend me that when you think of it.
I'll try to think of it.
Yeah, what was that? I'm always getting him books, so. But he likes them. He's like you. I mean, an entire library at the house. He finishes books in like 2 hours, just devours them. It's insane. This is kind of a cool story. 13 years ago, a waitress in Southern California named Carrie had the idea to save all of her dimes from work, her little teeny tiny dimes, with a goal of eventually using them to pay for a graduation trip for her daughter to go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Daughter just graduated, cashed in those dimes, $5,665 worth of dimes. Hello, Coinstar. Which was enough for her and her daughter to go to Oahu for 7 days.
See, it'll
that's
their
first
nice.
Trip to Hawaii. That's kind of a fun little game when you save your loose change for a decade and just kind of see what you get. Do you have like a jar at your house or anything like that where you toss mm-hmm. loose change into? Do you? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get as, it's not used as much anymore because I'm the only one in the house who ever has cash anyway. So
right.
I'm the only one who ever gets
so
change.
It's a slow fill now.
And it's still rare. Like I'm a credit card for everything mm-hmm. these days, even if it's something's $1.03 or whatever, right. I'll put down plastic.
Yep, absolutely. I'll give you one more crazy story because this has been making the rounds.
Wait, hold on a second.
Day.
Go back. You know, the thing is, most people want to get rid of their change.
I've thrown pennies away before.
Have you?
I have. If I'm like cleaning out a desk drawer, you know, and there's like, I'm like, oh, just toss them in the trash.
I put them in the little jar thing, but it seems it's like horrible. You could just get with everyone you know and say, look, you guys don't want your change. Just donate it to me.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're sitting on the beach in Hawaii, man.
I don't think people would care.
No, because it takes up space in the drawer. And
Gretchen was doing that stupid state quarters thing. She got the state quarters map thing.
I did that, yeah.
Yeah, she did it, emptied it, like, and spent all the quarters, whatever, and then she's doing it again.
I still have mine. It's a little trifold book, and it has all the state coins in it.
She's like,
hey,
look, keep your eyes open for Idaho. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Utaho.
Right. Utaho is collecting Utaho. These things.
That's funny. What else do I want to tell you? Is there anything else? Really, really quick. There was this Ecuadorian woman who was declared dead at the age of 76, and she woke up 5 hours into her remembrance service and started knocking on the inside of her casket.
Just like out of a movie, man.
Have you seen the pictures of this? I mean, she was wrapped in a sheet.
Yeah.
She had something called catalepsy. It's a trance-like state in which the body goes rigid and has decreased sensitivity to pain and extremely shallow breathing, and you're, like, unresponsive. But next thing you know, you're in your casket knocking on the roof.
You know, from what I understand, the medical people have got some splaining to do.
No joke, man. Can you imagine if they actually put her on the ground? That's terrifying to
think
about.
Well, they're just lucky that they were doing this little wake early before they embalmed her.
Yeah. Good God. Anyway, all right, let's do clickbait real quick.
Clickbait.
It's pretty simple. This is kind of Fat America here. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A thermal engineer and some dude that owns a restaurant invented pizza vending machines. They're able to heat pizzas to precise specifications on the spot. And you got to watch the little video of the pizza vending machine. It looks like a damn good pizza. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.